You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
All right, you guys, welcome to another edition of AfterBuzz TV So You Think You Can Dance. It's season 11, and we are down to top 18 going down to top 16, which makes me a little bit sad. We've got exciting things happening here in the studio. I'm Kristen Burt, and back after a five-week hiatus, Jake Dupree, welcome
back. Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
We missed you. I do have to say, Chloe West isn't here, though. She's on set today. Everyone is working all over the place, so this is good news, but we're missing her this week. But we've got exciting guests that we need to introduce. So from Dancing with the Stars and Season 9, So You Think You Can Dance contestant, Lindsay Arnold. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you last season on Dance with the Stars. Oh, we tried so hard.
I know. It just didn't work out. I'm so happy to be here, though.
I know. You guys danced so much in the troupe last year. You guys worked more than anyone. So.
Oh, my gosh. So much. But it was fun. I loved it.
I loved watching you guys. So it was awesome. So welcome back. And I love this because we started doing this probably during audition rounds going hashtag Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Yes, we have Lindsay's mom and owner of Vibe.
Hi.
It's Mindy Arnold. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. This is kind of exciting. We've never had anyone's mom.
I'm so honored.
And studio owner. And I'm going to start right off and asking you this because a lot of the fans have asked this. How many contestants have you had make it into the top 20 from your studio?
Our studio's been open for, we're going on our 8th year. We've had 7 contestants in the last 3 years.
That's incredible.
Last 3 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we've had previous, the coaches from our studio have had students, previous James Toileva, some of the other contestants go on and do well. But from our studio, from our, you know, core dancers, we've had 7.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is.
That's really exciting.
It is. It's really exciting and it's really inspiring for the other kids that are dancing and growing up and watching these kids just do it and know that it's an attainable goal that they can do something great with their lives, and if they work hard, they can make it. So it's exciting.
Yeah, and you've had, you and Whitney paved the way, kind of. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah,
and
it's
Jenna
fun.
and Brittany. Brittany's on Derek Huff's tour right now.
Yeah,
I know,
she's,
it's one of those things. She's doing great things, and I'm like, we didn't get to see it all last season.
I know. That was tough. But it's so sad because someone always has to, someone has to go home
the
first week.
Yeah.
You know, Lindsay's season, I don't know if you guys remember Alexa Anderson going home the first week. I thought the girl was going to win the whole thing.
I did too.
You know, she's an outstanding dancer and person, and it's just, someone has to go home, and it's so unfortunate. And last season it was Brittany, you know, and that there's just so much luck involved in what dance they, and what dance they draw first, and, you know, there's so much luck in that show that goes along with it that it's unfortunate sometimes for, you know, so you just have to cross your fingers every week. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've definitely seen that this year with certain partnerships working out and others not working out. And then you see a new partner. Even this week, I was sad to see Stanley go because I thought he and Jessica were kind of exciting.
I did too.
And I was looking forward to that. And I'm like, well, all right.
All of her partners have gone. Except for, I mean, Ricky, but then Nick and now Stanley.
Yep.
That's kind of...
But now she's with Marquette, so that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I have to say, for Marquette, huge fan support.
Oh,
you know, I always kind of get the filter of, like, what's happening and who people love. Marquette, like, huge.
He's just so lovable. And he comes out, he's such a great heart, you can tell on stage.
Real.
He's such a great heart.
Good energy, Mm-hmm. So that's been kind of exciting to see, but it's always one of those things I'm like, Marquette's going to go far. I know. All right, well, let's kick it off because we had an opening number, which was a little bit different. I kind of, the Academy of Villains.
It was so cool.
It was really unique and different.
And the costuming was great. Like, sometimes I'm a little bit iffy on the costuming, but I was very happy with that. Yeah. Like, I was like, wow, they actually made some good choices there.
Really stylized with the makeup and everything.
It seemed to make sense with the chess pieces, because some of the wigs at first, I was like, whoa, what's happening?
Yeah.
But overall, it looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it kind of was a nice tie-in. We didn't have any of the dance crew competition, but it's a nice tie-in to what they're doing this season. So, get to see more of their work instead of just what they do as a crew, which I thought was fun. And we go on to our judges. Nigel Mary and Misty Copeland's back.
She just needs to be a permanent fixture on this show.
Great. She's great. She's great.
I love
her. She has really great feedback, and she's positive, but, you know, she's
still
gives
critical too.
Critical when it's due. She gives the critiques when they're due, and I've liked her as a judge.
I have too. And I think if the, you know, if you're really listening, it's, I'm sure there's like so much going on, but if you're listening to what she's saying, she really wants you to be better. She wants you to be there next week.
Yeah. She's not just saying it kind of for the attention, I feel like, with sometimes it's like a game with the other people, but I feel like she's really just saying what she feels and like really giving them something to work on instead of just saying, oh, I didn't like that. And
yeah.
It's just kind of like...
Because I sometimes feel like Nigel and Mary, they just come up with some things just to
kind of create drama
or something, and it just disappoints me a little bit. But Misty, I think everything she says has a point, and I appreciate that.
Specific.
And I think it definitely is working for the show, too, because then it's like if you're going to sit there and go, how can I improve? Okay, well, at least Misty gave me, like,
something
concrete.
To work on instead of just, I don't like it. Okay, well, sorry.
Did my best. We had a couple of those. I started writing down. Nigel said, Mary said this week, just because there were a few that I got a little frustrated with, and I thought... Okay, I'll call him out on that on our show. Then we go to the bottom three, and on the female side, it was Bridget, Emily, and Jordan. And on the male side, it was Emilio, Stanley, and Teddy. Now, I kind of had called last week Teddy, I thought, that maybe he was going to be in the bottom three in danger. I think we had talked about Stanley. Emilio was a little bit of a surprise to me.
Yeah, that was a shock. Yeah, because he has a lot of fans. He has a big fan base, so that was a shocker.
Yeah, and he's got sort of two seasons of people
rooting for him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Bridget, Emily, and Jordan. Now, Jordan, I feel like, has been on the precipice. I felt bad because it's been tough.
I feel like there's always one girl within every season that always kind of gets the hits all the time, and she's the one that's getting hit this season.
Yeah. And Emily and then Bridget. And I feel like a few people have told me they're having trouble connecting with Emily, which I thought was interesting.
But this week, I thought she was incredible.
She was great.
She just needed
as soon
that
as
number.
She danced, I knew she wasn't going home. Like, I was like, oh, no.
Everyone needs that, like, breakthrough or whatever.
And Bridget, she's a little hard to get to know on camera, I think, a little bit.
Yeah. But she also had a great number.
Yes. And she's beautiful. She looks stunning.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Let's get into these dances here. We kicked off the night with one of my favorite couples, Jackie and Zach, doing a Mari, Keone and Mari hip hop number. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was like last week when they had, Sean Cheeseman's like African jazz. I was like, oh gosh, we have a tapper and a ballet dancer. How is this going to work out? And it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that they really kicked it off. What did you guys think?
Oh, I loved it. I was a little bit worried just because Keone and Mari, I know what they do. And it's kind of hard to imagine anybody else trying to do what they do. So I was a little bit like, oh, crap. This is going to be like them trying really hard but maybe not hitting it. But I felt like they did good. They didn't try to be like them. They just made it their own, and I feel like it was really good. Zach especially looked so good. Like, Jackie kept up, but Zach really, like, stood out to me in that piece.
Oh, that's good. And what did you see, Mindy?
I felt the same way. I mean, sometimes it's such a risk when you get choreographers that are so specific and they, you know, all the intricate hand movement and just everything to try to live up to what they're trying to create. It can be disastrous for dancers sometimes, but I thought they did a great job. I was actually really pleasantly surprised that they did as well as they did.
Doesn't it make you think of Fosse when you start thinking of like slight hand movements? And when it's done really well, it's great.
And I loved in their little pack in the package before where they were talking about this is different than this.
Yeah,
you know, that was really cool because it's so specific. But on camera, you can capture that. Whereas, like, if you were just in front of a live audience, people
they
wouldn't necessarily see all those details.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
Yeah.
And there was one thing, you know, it's a hip hop number, but there was like a sweetness to the number.
Yeah.
That
I
was that lyrical hip hop style.
It made you like them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are a likable couple already as it is. And, you know, we're starting with, I have to mention the showmance thing going on.
Oh,
I wrote Max and Meryl from last season, but now we're going to have Jackie and Rudy.
And apparently it's real.
Yeah.
We got the 411.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
well,
real.
Inside
on
Scoop.
Rudy's side.
Like ice cream dates and
that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I love it. I do want to mention, you guys were in studio last night too, so we're going to have like the good bird's eye view of what you guys saw live versus what we saw on TV, which is always super helpful and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I'm over showmances after Max and Meryl last season.
Oh, yeah.
Fans were like, are they really dating? I'm like, no!
No, they're not dating!
They're not!
But then they kept making everybody think they were. Uh-huh. They weren't helping. Well, I know why they weren't helping, but it's just funny.
It was really, really funny. It's part
of the show.
I understand it was part of the performance, but I mean, the amount of tweets I answered, I was like,
no! Stop asking!
Stop asking. All right, well, let's move on to Jordan and Marquette. All right, and you've got, how long has Marquette been with you?
Yeah, 5-6 years and known him. He actually has gone to school with Lindsay, same school.
Since 7th grade.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we've known this kid forever. He is what he is. Nothing fake about that kid. He just puts it all out there. I feel like Marquette has had the last two shows, his routines have been tough for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They've been routines that have been really hard for him to kind of express himself. They were really out of his comfort zone, even though he is cross-trained. A lot of movement and stylization and different things. And so I'm really excited for him to get a routine where he can...
Really shows personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this was a Dee Caspary contemporary number. And, you know, I really loved the concept of it.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a disconnect maybe between he and Jordan, but I felt like Jordan has been disconnected the whole way through.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people just get overwhelmed. You get on the show and you think.
You're just like, and remember, she's a ballerina.
Absolutely.
You know? So there's that whole.
That is a whole. Yeah. I mean, they're really not trained to dance connected, you know, necessarily.
In a different way. Yeah,
it's a very
definitely.
Personal, you know, dance style where it's. And so I think that Dee's choreography can be tough for dancers mm-hmm. because he's got so much going on about what he wants to see happen. And, you know, and the dancers sometimes get a little bit confused about what it is they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the concept of what he wants gets caught up and lost.
It's either like a home run or it's kind of
mm-hmm.
yeah. what we saw, which was good. It wasn't bad dancing. It just wasn't like, oh, take your breath away. Dancing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm like, he's so conceptual, mm-hmm. but he's also very emotional. And you've mm-hmm. got to try and find a way to connect those two. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I always have to remember, too, a lot of these dancers are 18, 19, 20. Yeah. You're still like developing that brain and, you know, getting into the maturity of dance. So that's asking a lot of the dancers for sure. But I thought that... I thought it was interesting some of the comments. Like Nigel was like, I see a lack of discipline in your dancing, Marquette. And I was like, lack of discipline? Like, I feel like he's giving.
Yeah.
And what he's doing, I was like, I felt like that was the wrong
It
phrase.
Was weird because he said that to him, but then, I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it later, but then there was other dancers who didn't have discipline in the dance they were doing, but because it wasn't their style, it was fine.
Yep.
When Marquette's a ballroom dancer, yes, he's been cross-trained, but Nigel's giving other dancers leeway when he's basically expecting Marquette to be good at everything, which he is really great at everything, mm-hmm. but it's just the double standard there is a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit weird to me.
And during Vegas week, he was applauded for being so versatile mm-hmm. and so well-versed in every dance, but now they're being like, oh, maybe you're too spread out and everything. I'm like, make up your mind.
Yeah,
if you're gonna,
which one do you
like? If you're going to critique him, stick with something.
Yeah.
You know?
And then last week they said, and your job was kind of messy in Los Angeles or whatever. And I'm like, wait,
we
never
saw that.
We
never
saw
that.
That was weird. I'm like, no one knows what you're talking about. Like, we do because we know, but other people are probably just like, what?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing that up at this point?
But on the flip side, they've been very complimentary to Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this was just his week to get a little
push.
What happens? What is it like when you have that week where they're just like, it was okay? I mean, how does it feel?
Well, you basically just all week are like, I'm going to be in the bottom. Like, you just kind of, I mean, everybody says that, but when you get those kind of comments, you kind of just prepare yourself for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean... There's some people who would take that really well and, like, have it push them, which I feel like that's what I did. I tried to not let it bring me down. But then there's some that just let it just, like, eat at them. And those are the people who you find not connecting because all they do is just listen to what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't try to overcome it. They just keep going, oh, my gosh, I need to fix that, but not really trying to. So for me, it was good because it helped. It drove me to work harder. But then for some people, it really pulls them back. So I think they know, but I think they know what personalities can handle it. And if they're saying it to drive them to work harder, they would do it to only a person that they know is going to, like, respond well to it.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. It's always getting – I do like that they get the feedback from the choreographers, like, this is what's happening in rehearsal. This is how they're reacting and things like that. Because we've heard enough little bit of whispering from some of the choreographers just saying, like, this person was harder to work with. This person was easier. And
totally.
They definitely talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And it's important.
You see Nigel – during the show, during the commercial breaks, Nigel's over there talking to the choreographers. I mean, I can't hear him, but he's over there talking to them, telling them good job, or just asking them about... I mean, he's talking to them throughout the whole
show.
And
sometimes when they're deliberating who to send home, he'll come over and ask the choreographers.
Oh,
and they will help save somebody if they're very adamant that they think they deserve to stay.
That's cool to know. That's interesting to know.
And that's important, too, because when you think about... the show only gets tougher, so that really, I think... So you think is... trying to just mentally decide which of these dancers can handle the rest of the show. And then if they go on tour, they want to have the dancers that can handle it on tour. They don't want ones that are going to fall apart or be difficult in rehearsal or
party all night.
Yeah, they want the ones that they know they'll get along, they'll work hard, they'll listen to critiques. So I think a lot of, because they're all great dancers. So now it's like, who's got the mental stamina to stay in the game and not, you know, let it get to them.
Do you feel like that happens?
Or physically as well. Yeah. Fall apart physically.
Oh, so true. The injuries and everything, especially when to hit top 10, everyone's starting to fall apart.
Everyone just is like dropping like flies.
Yeah. Do you think that happened with Jenna last year? Because, you know, she kept on getting saved last year by the judges, and we kept hearing from the choreographers, like, her work ethic. She's there. Yeah. She nails it. She's got it. And I feel like a lot of the viewers at home, because they don't see that. I mean, we were hearing it behind the scenes. Yeah. But then you go see her on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm like, guys, bam, that's it. Like, there's Jenna.
Yeah.
That maybe you didn't see, and so you think, because people are like, why is she kept on getting saved by the judges?
Yeah, I think... I don't know. I think there was a hard time connecting with her last season. I don't know why. It was just something about, I mean, I remember watching, because I've known Jenna since kindergarten.
Yeah.
So long. So, I mean, I think there was just something that was making it hard for people to connect. And when you see someone in the bottom, for some reason, in viewers' mind, it automatically makes them think that they're not good enough. Yeah. Because it's like, and even though they are, and there is a reason why she was still there, for some reason, viewers who don't understand dance, and even the ones that do, they listen to those and they go, oh, okay, that's probably because she's not good enough. So then I think that took the connection away from some of the people watching.
Yeah. And Audrey said, we had Audrey Case on last week, and she was saying, you know, you also, if you listen really carefully to Nigel, he starts sort of like kind of letting you down, like you're probably going home. And if you start listening to his comments, he's...
Oh, I knew when I was going home.
You did.
I had no question. I walked off stage and, I mean... The whole week before, because there was only four girls left. It was me, Whitney, Eliana, and Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And I knew Eliana and Tiffany were going. We just knew. Me and Whitney knew it was going to be us two. We just didn't know which
order
first.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that whole week, we both were preparing. And then after my dance, I got these comments. They weren't that great. Walked off stage. I was like, okay, I'm going home. Like, I already knew. You just know. Because, yeah, they do ease you out. Because they don't want the audience to be mad. They want the audience to think that they're right.
They're going to
tell the people that are going to go home that they aren't that great that night, because then people won't be like, oh my gosh, that was ridiculous.
And it's so subjective usually in that critique, where it's just like, oh, I just didn't feel it, or there was no connection, or, you know, that's such a subjective comment.
Very open-ended too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's kind of an easy way out. But and I also think... I mean, I hate to say that sometimes there is an agenda, but sometimes you can see that they're pushing dancers that maybe you don't really get it. And I felt like even with Jenna last season, I think they wanted her to do well, and I think they definitely wanted her on tour, and they wanted her to make it, you know. But then they had other dancers that I felt like they were, you know, more interested in pushing forward for whatever reason. And I kind of even see it on this season just a little bit.
There's
just
a few that I'm like,
really?
Why are we guided? It feels very guided. Like, they're guiding the audience, which is normal, I guess.
And like we said, they're all amazing dancers. So they're all worthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just interesting how it plays out and how it plays out which choreographer they get. And which, you know, they do randomly pick the style. That is pretty random to a point.
Yes.
When they get to top 10, they start assigning stuff. But then the choreographers are handpicked. Like, you get him and you get her. Yeah. And so...
I fell into space on that.
So it is orchestrated to a point.
Yeah.
And there's some luck involved. Flat out, there's luck involved.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've always talked about the luck in the partnerships, because I'm like, you can get...
You never know who you're going
to get. A gift, and then sometimes you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Jessica and Stanley. And this was someone that I fought the two of them together doing the Thais D'Oro jazz piece on the magic carpet, whatever.
Which
it was.
Wasn't really...
How did that look on TV? How did it look on TV?
Flat.
Did it look like it was flying?
No.
No, absolutely not.
It was a funky, weird piece, but the two of them, they kept on talking about their performance, how they oversold it, but I wasn't... At least on television, it looked okay. It looked like it was performed exactly the way it should. And I thought the two of them were kind of fun together. And I was like, I wanted to see more. Where did you go?
I just thought the song was weird. The choreography was weird.
Kinda...
Everything was weird. And to leave the dancers being like, the entire time, imagine you're flying. I'm like, no, give me
on
that
this,
I'm flying. And then don't leave it up to me. Just be like, these are the moves. Now make me believe it. And like, no, that's not how it works.
Well, and the rug, I mean, it was a big, massive oriental rug that took up the entire space. There was no thought that it was flying anywhere. And they had fans.
Yeah, and the choreography was so disjointed. There were moments where it was like jazz, like silly, and then there was beautiful contemporary moments. I was like, Tyce is all over the place. Yeah.
It was weird. And it was hard, probably really hard for them to know what to do as far as performance-wise. So I understand, because I was watching kind of going...
Why are they mugging so much?
Yeah, and why are you doing that face? Because I wish they wouldn't have, but I understand how they got confused. Because it's like, the whole dance was just like everywhere. So I can understand why them being like, what do I do with my face? So I understood that.
And it's always better to oversell than undersell the performance. Yeah, for sure. Because you can always come back, as they
At least they weren't like, you didn't give me enough. Yeah. They were like, it was too much. So at least there's that.
Yeah.
But subjective. It doesn't matter anyway, because we lost Stanley.
Yeah.
I feel Stanley, because I think I really enjoyed watching him. I feel like he kind of got, he's got amazing extension. You've got Ricky, two contemporary dancers. I almost feel like sometimes they cannibalize each other.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, oh, and last week's Spencer Lift number, which I, concept-wise, I was like, God, this is so cool. But then... I just was like, break free and dance.
Yeah. Check the phone.
Let go of the phone at some point. I hope that he actually develops that number more, because I think potentially
it could be cool. Extremely cool. Yeah.
But Stanley's going to be fine, because did you see his modeling shots?
He's gorgeous.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful body.
Wow.
It's just unique. Like, you don't see people like that very often.
And I liked what Misty said about him being slightly androgynous, because he is. Because when you watch him... I don't necessarily see boy or girl. I'm like, this creature is amazing.
He is.
It's good.
Yeah. And you know, I think last week Nick Garcia, when he was voted out, he had posted this big, long thank you. And I was like, don't worry, my friend. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
just the beginning of your journey. So don't worry.
I was disappointed he went home.
I know.
Week.
Very weird.
He had so much to
And personality.
Offer.
Yeah. He was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. But, you know, I sit there and I always go, look at Brittany, everyone. Look at Brittany.
She's fine.
She's doing just fine. All right, we move on to Bridget and Emilio doing the jive.
It was awesome.
So cute.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah,
it was,
talk about this. On Dancing with the Stars, the arms on jive, how are their arms?
Great.
Honestly, I thought they were so good. Like, I was surprised. In the package, I was watching and I was like,
Because
you just saw them behind Anya and Pasha just kind of struggling. Mm-hmm. But then they seriously pulled it out. Like, it was so good. And I feel like they both brought their personality into it. Like, yes, Emilio wasn't, like, perfect. But it was, you didn't care because he was having fun and because he brought, like, his own personal style into the jive. So I thought it was great.
That's awesome. They had good flicks. Well, probably.
Yeah. Bridget was a lot better than Emilio. But I didn't care. Like I said, I didn't even care that Emilio wasn't, like, perfect on that. It was just...
entertaining.
Yeah, it just brought so much personality to
and
it.
And she looked gorgeous in that costume, finally. Like, a decent costume with hair and makeup to match.
She's been a lot of disjointed to these past few weeks.
Yeah, she was just glowing. She was really stunning. So,
and I enjoyed... I often... didn't even look at some of the footwork and arm work that they were doing, because I liked the connection that the two of them had, because I feel like they've had a trouble connecting with each other, but this was like perfect.
Yeah.
I was blown away by her especially.
And it was fun to watch, because last week she was in hip hop, and it's hard.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel you, girl. Hip hop is hard. I get it. I was like, I was trained in ballet, and I'm like, oh God, I feel you for that. But you know, I think they're going to be a fun partnership. And these were two that I was kind of surprised that they were in the bottom three.
Yeah, too.
On that. But I was like, I have to ask about arms, because there were so many things about jive and arms on Dancing with the Stars this past season. I was like, oh, gosh.
Well, the thing is on Dancing with the Stars, you have people who don't even know anything about their body and how it... So it's like, the good thing is that on So You Think, usually the dancers know where to place things that they won't look... Awkward.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's not like
whereas on Dancing with the Stars, they're just like, they don't even think about it. So that's such a big thing on that show, whereas on So You Think, it's more about, like, the actual technique, which is great, because then you can kind of see an actual jive instead of just, like,
the claw. Sometimes you get the claws
the
on the hands,
claws,
and I was like, what are the hands? Driving me nuts.
Yeah.
All right, before we move on to Emily and Teddy, we just want to remind everyone that Maria Menounos' book is out, The Evergirl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, correct? It's out there online. It's a great... It's awesome. Like, color photos, great tips. She also has her new show debuting tonight on E! At 8 p.m. So I guess on the West Coast, you guys can still watch it after this show. Yep. So she is joining the E! News team, which is kind of exciting. I'm thrilled for her. So, all right. Let's move on to Emily and Teddy. Another Tyce Diorio piece, contemporary this time, though. I kind of liked this Nina Simone song.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was gorgeous.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And they danced. I mean, granted... I think with them knowing they were in the bottom...
Made it even better.
And maybe that with Emilio, you know, when the dance before, too, they just gave it everything they had, because, you know, not that they wouldn't have anyway, but that one, with this piece, I really felt that they were just, you know, really, it was a really emotional piece for them, and it was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And, you know, when you know when you're in the bottom three, are you able to, like, watch everyone else's dances, too, and kind of get a feel for what's happening with the judges, or are you backstage, like, trying to focus?
Well, we, on our season, we actually didn't find out we were in the bottom three until the end.
That's right.
So I actually wish that we would have. But, yeah, even still, you're backstage until you dance, and there's a TV back there. So you can watch, which I liked to watch. It was, I don't know, I just did. But some people wouldn't. Some people would go and, like, do their own thing. But it would have been nice to know at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Just because then, I mean, actually, I don't know.
I don't know. For me, defeating at times.
Yeah. I think for me it would have been good because I, like, it would have driven me a little bit more. Not like I wouldn't have gone out there and done my best, but I think it would have just...
A little extra.
Yeah, just given me a little extra. But for some people, I think it would have really...
Psychological breakdown.
Yeah, because then some people can't... Like, some people don't know how to handle that or don't know how to handle stress as well. So it's hard. But sometimes it's good, I think.
I did hear, too, though, they can watch the dances in the back, but they can't hear the comments.
Oh, yeah, you can't hear.
So they don't really, I mean, they can watch it, but they don't know what the judges thought of it.
I mean, you can
that's
tell.
Good.
Cause they're like,
yeah.
Because
that would
good.
Be, yeah.
Like, sad face.
You see sad face, or you see everyone, like, hugging.
Yeah. So you get an idea, but yeah, you can't hear anything that's going on stage.
I was just wondering, because I'm like, that would start messing if you're like, oh, they're always getting good comments.
Problems,
or, yeah. We have to follow that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it is, there's so much mental game that goes on with this, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Especially as you get down to the top 10. And I think, I've got to imagine that, like, making sure you don't want to be, you know, 11 through 20 because you want to make tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's got to be a psychological game of like, just, I'm fine with 10.
Just let me
get
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was just happy Emily had a moment with this because I feel like she's been kind of lost in the mix of girls, but this, I think she's so special because I like her because you can tell she's athletic and she's strong. And I love that with girl dancers. Mm-hmm. And I think she is, yeah, I don't know, I think she's a force to be reckoned with. And she feels very warm and nice, like the girl that she'd want to be friends with, kind of. I don't know. I really am a fan of hers, and I'm happy that she got this moment because it really set her apart from some of the other girls.
And she's a little older than some of the girls, too. Isn't she, like, 22, maybe? 21?
I don't...
I thought she was 23 or...
23?
Yeah, I think she's a little older than...
Yeah.
I mean, which I like. I think
18, 19, nobody's old, but...
They're all young.
Babies.
But it's amazing, because you do compare... If you compare an 18-year-old sometimes against a 23-year-old dancer, there's a level of maturity.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Lived a lot more life. Yeah.
Yes. A lot more to connect with, too, which is great. And, you know, I wrote down on Emily and Teddy, I was like, their partnership hadn't made sense to me until this dance.
Yeah. It was a little bit weird for me, I think. But finally, like, I feel like they connected.
Mm-hmm.
Not even that, like, I felt like they were, I don't know, because I didn't really notice Teddy, to be completely honest.
I said the same thing.
But the thing was that this week I didn't notice him because Emily was shining so much, where I feel like in past weeks you kind of just saw two people dancing and neither of them really stood out. It was just kind of like...
Completely.
Yeah, so I feel like... Yeah,
but you didn't notice him in a bad way either.
Yeah,
right. You know, he just made her look really good, and that's a great partner.
He was still great, but Emily was really good.
Her legs and feet, which we haven't been able to see because the other styles, she's just, you know, been in shoes or whatever, hasn't been able to dance like that and really push herself. And so we got to see what she can do.
I loved him.
Yeah, she's good.
It's good. And Tice redeemed himself.
Get rid of the rug.
Yes, the flat flying rug. All right, Brooklyn and Casey. All right, we've got another vibe.
Yay,
yes.
Brooklyn.
Bonnie Story. They've been bringing Bonnie Story.
I love it.
And she's a Utah lady.
Uh-huh.
These guys know. I mean, Lindsay did High School Musical with Bonnie when she was 14 years ago.
You must have been a baby when you did that.
Yes, I was.
Where is
like 13, 14. Yeah.
Where's her daughter, Kelly?
She's married and has a baby.
Yeah.
Right? She has
kids. I will always remember her So You Think You Can Dance audition out of so many people. It was so amazing.
I don't remember.
YouTube it. Everybody YouTube it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Kelly Story.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Baker?
Kelly Baker
is what she auditions. Yeah.
Yeah. But I really like Bonnie's work.
Yeah.
This wasn't my favorite. I think it was the costumes, though. It looked a little juvenile.
Yeah, and the hair.
I was like, why did they do that to her? Because she's got that beautiful hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just thought the costumes were terrible. It was a little Pepto-Bismol for me.
But I like that she worked on the performance with them. She was like, okay, I don't want to see Latin ballroom out of you. I don't want to see your technique face out of you.
Yeah.
I think that was good. And Casey's, like, pirouette to plie.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
He's
so good.
He is great. He's adorable, too.
Yeah, he is.
Very likable. I was like...
They're a cute couple together.
Mm-hmm.
And they have fun together. You can tell they're having fun.
And supporting each other.
Yeah.
Because I know it looked like she struggled a lot with some of the technique stuff, which is whatever.
Well, when you're
which
standing
is whatever.
Next to Casey, I think anybody.
Anybody's
going to
look.
Yeah.
Like,
so he's spectacular.
Yeah.
He's very, very, like, one of the best contemporary boys probably, you know, in the nation right now. And she's a ballroom dancer that has trained in jazz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought she did a good job. I felt like both of them were holding back a little bit because I think they were confused at the character they were supposed to play.
Mm. Yeah, it was a little timid
because
from both of them.
I, you know, in the package, you know, she kept saying, no, don't be so sexy, don't, you know, and unfortunately, that's to create chemistry, that's kind of where you go, the flirty, sexy part. And I think she kept trying to downplay that. You're only in high school. She said that in the package. You guys are high school students. Which, what does that mean?
Yeah. I should have been in high school
either. Yeah, really. Uh-huh. But I felt like, performance-wise, I felt like they didn't really know. They were a little bit confused about who they were supposed to be. And maybe that might have held Brooklyn back a little bit in her, you know, attack of the piece. But I thought they did a great job. And I thought they were cute. And it was fun. And it was one of those pieces, sometimes the cute, fun ones are difficult. They really are.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch, but do people remember them?
Because when you see something as grown up as what Emily and Teddy did, mm-hmm. and then that comes
then
right after,
with,
it's like,
yeah,
you know, that I'd rather watch.
And that was the choreography they were given.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I've seen some comments that it was juvenile and it looked, you know, but that's what they were given.
Yeah, and they did the best with what they were given.
Yeah, they can't control that. That's
and then they
the
keep telling
part.
Brooklyn, like, we want more maturity out of you.
She's like, look at what I just had a bun on top of my head.
Yeah. The worst part is just you have no control, but then you're being told that it's not good enough for something that you have no control over.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you can't expect me to have you feel emotion out of my piece when it's lighthearted and fun and fluffy. Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to feel anything from it because it's not supposed to make you feel much. It's just mm-hmm. supposed to make you happy.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I was thinking last night, I was like, well, if Jessica had been in that same part, I feel like it would have come off the same way.
Oh, mm-hmm. totally.
With the bun on top of her head and the pink dress. Like, it just mm-hmm. feels like Sophia Grace and Rosie from Ellen.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, grown up. You know, yeah. I don't know. It's just strange.
Yeah.
It's just a weird choice.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot last week that the choreographers need to be as accountable as the dancers because you have to put the best foot forward. Mm-hmm. We kind of got into this with the Spencer piece of, you know, you have Marlena who didn't have the best extension out of, like, and she's with Stanley who's got incredible extension.
Yeah. And every other move was like a leg and a jump.
Yeah. You know, you kind of have to, you want to put your best foot forward, but you also want to put the dancer's best foot forward and find that balance too.
Yeah.
And they don't really have very much time.
No, you're
and once it's done, it's done. You know, once they've spent the four whatever hours choreographing, they don't get to go back in and they don't get to go home and think about it and say, okay, I want to re-choreograph the whole piece. They don't have time.
Yeah, it's just cleaning.
Move on.
Yeah. So it can be tricky sometimes.
And how long has Brooklyn been with you?
Since she was tiny.
Baby.
Yeah.
Aww.
She's a hot tamale too.
She's, Brooklyn's just 18, right?
18, she's,
yeah, she'll 18. Be 19 soon. Yeah. She's a year younger than Lindsay.
Yeah, we've been best friends for like 4 or 5 years now though.
Yeah.
Like we went to the same high school. So we've danced together and then went to the same high school, so we've known each other for a really long time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's cool.
It's fun. I feel, really with all the kids on the season, I have similar feelings than I did when Lindsay was dancing. When Brooklyn was in the bottom, you know, last week, I was ill. Ill.
It's like,
you know?
Please don't give it off.
And I really, I feel like they're my children are up there.
Oh,
so,
your babies.
Yeah, because they really are. These kids are all so close. They've all of them have danced together. At least for 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And just spent, you know, every day together.
Yeah.
So
it's your family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really is. So pretty cool.
We've been saying all season long, your dancers are so well cross trained. I mean,
you know,
and it shows, especially on a you know, a show like this where they're like, we expect you to do hip hop 1 week and you're going to do ballroom the next. So,
yep.
And
I think I have to give credit to you and Whitney as well because I think you two really turn it up for a lot of the ballroom girls because a lot of the ballroom girls that showed up, I think Lacey Schwimmer was one of the mm-hmm. few that had a technique that was kind of outside of that was trained outside of ballroom. And I think you two really amped it up for all the ballroom girls and like what they expect for the ballroom girls to bring to the show.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, and they're expected to do better now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they kind of in the past would put one on, you know, just to kind of, you
just
know,
just have a ballroom girl.
Yeah. Have a couple great ballroom. Yeah. But now, yes, six of the top 20 were ballroom.
That's
and
amazing.
They all deserve to be there. They were all fantastic. And so
and they're
really
just
great.
As good as some of the contemporary jazz girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have liked it because I feel like we got a little too contemporary heavy for a few seasons.
Oh,
and I was like, not another contemporary dancer. So it's been fun seeing some of, you know, even when you get the Cyruses and the Fictions like that too, they breathe some life in the Tappers.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to see
really
different
fun.
Styles.
Yeah.
So that's been really, really fun, I think, for us as viewers, too.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, and then we go to the couple. It seems to be the couple to beat, Valerie and Ricky.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you go, that's a winning partnership right there.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, and Ricky is, like, gifted.
Oh,
I mean,
beyond.
It's hard to even judge him or even critique or talk about him because it's do you say? Yeah. Like, he's...
He's outstanding. Yeah.
He's beyond the show, I feel like.
He's otherworldly.
Yeah.
He's so good.
And it's so hard because there's only one winner this year. And in some ways...
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, you kind of feel like, is it predetermined and he's just going to win? He's just sailing through?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like he's like an all-star that they're being paired with.
Yeah.
At points.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, he's been professionally working and they just sort of like dropped him in the show.
Yeah.
But Valerie, I was so happy that she had a moment. This was her moment. I didn't really watch him. I thought that the way that she was breathing throughout that entire piece was gorgeous. I wish her shoulders would be down just a little bit.
I hate to say I didn't.
You didn't like it?
It's not that I didn't like it. I just didn't like that they hyped it so much when I was like, you're hounding on everybody else about
being outside of your style, too.
And she was off her feet.
It was just very, like, here the whole time. When they were doing actual Viennese waltz, it was not good. Technically, it wasn't good.
I mean, she's a darling person.
Yeah.
And she's so talented.
I think
and she's
that's
so
what
likeable.
I like responding to.
Oh. Yeah.
You know?
And her character in that piece was perfect. But technically, this is kind of what we're saying. It's not fair across
being
the board
hard
with
on somebody else.
Yeah. Because her technique, she was off her feet. She was, shoulders were up.
Yeah.
She was.
But when she was alone, she looked great.
Yeah.
When they were separate, they looked great and they could move, but it was as soon as they got together, it was just like.
Do you think that there was a reaction? Because, you know, Lacey Schwimmer had tied them together.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Connection.
It was
hilarious.
Love Lacey.
Do you think that becomes, like, your reaction of, like, oh, my gosh, we have to, like, stick together?
It is such an extremely difficult dance.
Oh, yeah.
It looks easy.
It always looks
so
beautiful.
It's so hard. And, it's just to make two dancers get together and dance close and look good doing it. It's hard. And, I mean, I thought he did a great – He's just
perfection.
Spectacular. Yeah. And I think she's great, and I think she's really well-liked, but I was really shocked. I really – honestly, I expected the judges to be like, and okay,
that
let's
wasn't
go –
Yeah.
Good try, and you were darling, and you kept character, but –
And even Misty was like, this is your night. I was like – What?
This I happening? Wrote, her arms were driving me nuts.
Yeah.
The moment that I think that really sold me was the moment when he released her and she was down like in the pretzel position, like sliding across the stage, and she did this whole moment.
Oh, she was,
I was like,
she
you
was
were
so
lovely
cute.
To
yeah.
watch.
She's
yeah.
adorable.
Lovely.
Yeah, her performance was spot on. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm just saying that's where the technical stuff doesn't make sense sometimes because they'll really
let's be consistent.
Yeah. They'll really get after someone else for something and then they let something slide.
Oh yeah,
with them.
You can comment on the performance, but also comment on the technique and find that balance.
But that's what they do with everyone else. At least every ballroom person is getting those kind of comments when people who have to do ballroom aren't getting those comments. It's kind of that's the only reason is like I think on any other night it wouldn't have really bothered me or really like. I would have just been like, oh, whatever. But the fact that so many people were getting comments about their technique in a style that they weren't used to, it was just weird that they didn't even act like it was even a problem. When it was clear, any ballroom person, I feel like even any person who just understands dance would see that there was things technically wrong there.
Yeah, and Mary didn't even call her on, like, continuity of her arms and really, really extending through her arms.
Which is
not
like I wanted them to hound because I don't. I mean,
it was
I
great
don't care.
Performance.
It was great. They did so good. They're so cute. But it was just the fact that other people were having to deal with that when I feel like they should have had to.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. But I think that they're definitely pushing them to be the power couple.
Oh, yeah. Which they're amazing. So
and
they
she's.
Should.
And rightfully so, she's a tapper. And she's probably the first girl tapper that's been on the show that really. Showing some promise, like she could actually, you know, go
move
pretty
past
far.
Just being a tapper.
Yeah. So
and being with Ricky through top 10 is it's going to sail her into the top 10 easily
for sure.
Yeah, and she's they're going to want her on tour because she's going to be great.
Yeah,
they're have some tap numbers on tour. They haven't had that, so I think last year they had
with Aaron
but a girl tapper. And but like I said, her personality and her performance is always spot on.
She's
just endearing. And
she just beams from the inside. It's gorgeous. Radiates.
I was just going to say, Fiction was on while you were away, and Fiction was interesting because we were like, oh, you're America's best dancer. And he goes, no, I'm America's favorite dancer. I wasn't the best one on the show. And it was a great reminder for us even just
Cyrus,
that.
You know, let's remember Cyrus's season.
Another one,
really rough numbers. Never ever in the bottom three. Never ever on the chopping block.
Yep.
Some of his numbers, and
matter.
He knew it, and he just owned it and went for it. I mean, I remember his and Eliana's jive was like, oh, and he didn't care. He just smiled through the whole thing, and He went all the way. I mean, he that's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. It isn't the best dancer. It's, you know, who America connects with. And that's the hard part for these kids is in the little bits in time they have in front of the camera, what they're doing with themselves.
Shine.
So that America is endeared to you. And I think she's absolutely doing that.
Yeah, it's Mallory. Super smart. It mm-hmm. really is.
She's very endearing.
Yeah, and I always think, you know, does anyone remember that Twitch did not win his season?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, he's like the ambassador of dance with his wife.
And he sits
Allison.
On the panel with them, judging the other dancers. So
there's your
sign.
Yeah,
there is your sign. Exactly. Before we move on to Surge and Carly, we just want to remind you guys that thank you for downloading us on iTunes. Remember, you can comment there and rate us 5 stars. And we sure appreciate all the comments on YouTube and Twitter and everywhere else. This has been a great season. We've got a lot of good guests mm-hmm. coming up in the next couple weeks. Eliana will be here next week.
Uh-huh.
A week after, Mandy Moore stopping by.
So, not a big deal.
I know. We thought we'd get some fun choreographers in here. And I think Courtney Galliano is coming in too to talk about her mm-hmm. dance walk again. So hopefully you can join our team this year.
I know, finally.
I know. We had fun last year. So. All right. So let's continue on though with Surge and Carly doing a Luther Brown hip hop number. Okay, this is where I was like, I'm already agitated. I liked this number. I thought it was interesting. I liked the sharpness, but it also had fluidity to it. And then I got really agitated once Nigel started commenting on it. And I was like, why are you downplaying?
I really like this number.
Yeah, tell us what you guys saw in studio.
I thought Carly did really well. I think Surge.
Surge.
I think Surge looked a little bit stiff, like just a little bit uncomfortable. Like you could tell he just didn't feel at ease. Like he really worked so hard, and you didn't notice it too much, but I was focusing on him a lot just because I really wanted to see how he would handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was a little stiff, but
it
Carly
was tough
was really
choreography
good
too.
Yeah,
he made them. I mean, it was not
it
just
was hard
a, yeah.
like
I love
hard.
His
lots
work
of isolations and just and they had to really sell the costume and the concept. I mean, and I felt like they did a great job. I was so shocked when Nigel.
Well, it's just dumb. It was like, why? Give us a reason why then. He's like, I don't think people will vote for this. Okay, why? Give them something. Like, give them a reason and something they can work on. Don't just say that they're not going to vote for it. That's just like...
That's what I felt like he was suggesting.
I think that he was kind of saying that toward Luther, though. Like, the choreography wasn't worth voting
for. Then say he should.
Luther. Turn to him and say that for sure.
Yeah. But then the other two judges, I'm so glad they disagreed.
Yeah. I was too.
And, you know, and they just stood up and, because it was good. I really enjoyed that
They
piece.
Did really well with what they were given, too.
Yeah. I liked Carly a lot. I'll just say
that.
Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah, Carly's I'll just say that.
But
she
I liked
was
the number
extraordinary.
Overall. Like, I thought it was well choreographed. And,
I just wish I could have seen it with a different partner. Mm-hmm. Surge really distracted me a lot. There were moments where I was like, what are you doing? But Carly, I thought, was stunning, especially all that stuff with like what Misty said with her
like
neck and her shoulders.
Like,
it was really
very,
cool.
Like creepy. It was good.
The makeup was really unfortunate, though.
I mean,
I know,
any,
after it was just like
was it running down?
Who was it that got voted off last year that had that really crazy makeup and he got voted off? The kid with like the really crazy extension that was awesome, younger, like blonde. Why am I blanking on his name?
I want to say Knox.
Nico.
Oh, Nico.
And he had that like crazy weird camouflage makeup on and he had to go home in that. I was I was glad that neither one of them was in the bottom two so they didn't have to go home with that.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, can you imagine standing up there? But then when they were taking the photo after, you know, they do the
it off.
Oh, they're going to love that photo for the rest of their lives. Running makeup.
But Carly, I think, is exceptional. Surge, he's not, he's just, I haven't responded well to him the entire time, so I'm just not the biggest fan.
He's got a lot of support because he's got Max and Val in his corner.
Well, and his contemporary was, for him, it was great.
Very good.
That
and
was
again,
beautiful.
He is a ballroom boy, and he is a true ballroom boy.
Yeah, like
competed,
through and through.
Competed, you know, internationally, like, you know, he is really, really out of his style when you say, I mean, literally, he's...
Like the exact opposite
like,
of his
probably hasn't started any of this other stuff. And, you know, he's in his late 20s. They call him Grandpa, apparently. Which is, he's 26 or something. They call him Grandpa.
So old.
Yeah.
So
but he, I don't think he started training in the other styles until, like, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. And so he is the kind of the epitome of a ballroom boy that's come in completely out of his element trying, and that was not easy hip hop choreography to do. Sure.
And especially on top of that character as well. Mm-hmm. It's really tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Luther Brown goes easy on anyone. Mm-mm. His numbers.
No.
I'd be crying in the studio, yeah. But I love watching his pieces though. Yeah, I have to say that every single time. Yeah. Moving on to Tanisha and Rudy. Rudy, the lover boy.
so funny.
Okay, let's talk about Tanisha. That girl is a beast. And
she
she's so good at everything.
She is.
Yeah. And she's going to sneak in on people and go, oh my gosh.
I guarantee you she will not fail at any style she's given.
She's like Jenna.
I mean, her performance might not hit one week. She might draw an unlucky card and get one of those weird dances
we've
talked about.
She's never going to do anything bad.
But she's never going to get called out on her technique or her execution because she's a machine and she's a beast. And she's really a contemporary dancer, but can dance ballroom, very, very well. But her specialty, I would say, would be more contemporary than ballroom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And she auditioned as ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she auditioned solo, which I thought was interesting. Because oftentimes they call people out for auditioning solo. They're like, we want you with the partner and everything else. And they're like, okay, great. Here's your ticket to LA. Yeah. We'll see you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a force. She's a hard worker.
Yeah.
And she's...
choreographers love her.
Yeah.
I already know. They do. So.
It made me kind of upset at the judges. They were kind of picking on her technique a little bit, or Misty was. And I was like, Rudy, like, hello. His technique
really?
Is... all over the
place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just like, there's never a toe point. He auditioned as contemporary, and I'm like, where's your toe point? Like, I've been saying it every week. I'm like, but he's personality plus, so he's another one that's going to wind up in top 10 easily and things like that.
And he's hilarious. He plays it for the camera so well. Oh. He's a really great camera person.
Yeah. But that dance, well, it was great. The cane work, I mean, that was not an easy piece.
Nope.
A lot of could have gone wrong with that piece. That choreographer was new. For this show?
Yes.
Is he new to the show?
He's new to the show. Warren Carlyle.
But not new to the dance world.
Not new to the dance world. Very well known in the Broadway world.
But yeah, it could have gone the other way. Could have been one of those really, but I thought, for the end of the show, and I loved Tanisha's costume, and she looked pretty. They did her hair pretty. Last week they didn't. And, I just, this week she looked pretty, and she had a pretty dress on.
Her makeup was awesome.
Yeah. And I just thought, oh, thank goodness, because last week, she danced great, and her piece was amazing. But, they made her look really edgy and hard. And so I was glad to see her come out. And
a little softer looking.
Yeah. But yeah, the girl, she is, and she will never fail on the execution of any piece. She'll nail any style she's given. It'll just be whether or not she, draws that unlucky dance that,
Yeah, but she's so good. How long has she been with you?
Just
forever.
So, yeah, forever. She was on all of Lindsay's dance teams. Mm-hmm. They have competed and danced and traveled all over together forever. So they're the same age.
I was thinking Warren Carlyle did not go easy on them because not only did he throw him a prop, the cane, and I thought of was Sharna and Charlie White dancing with the Stars, and that Mary Poppins dropped the cane.
Yeah.
And then it broke.
I guess he didn't drop it.
Yeah.
It broke.
But he had no luck with that. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Dancing with the Stars, Mary Poppins, Sharna Burgess, Charlie White, go look it up on YouTube and look the finale and the first week that they did it. I don't know what it was, Disney week. So,
so funny.
It's a great choreographed piece. I kind of wish that one had been Emmy nominated because I thought that was awesome. Yeah. But no luck with that cane. Props can be so hard. And then he threw a soft shoe in there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
They did awesome. It was a great way to end the show. It was, the crowd loved it.
Kind of a nice up note.
It was different. Yeah. And it was, it was different. And sometimes different doesn't work because people like to see, people like to see the known choreographers. Like if you tell me Travis is choreographing, I'm kind of already biased to the fact that I think I'm going to like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I shouldn't do that, but I do. So it's like when you hear that the new choreographer's coming on, you're kind of like,
they have a lot to live up to.
Yeah, which I feel like he did very well, and they definitely helped because it was so good. It was great.
It's one of those times where you come in and you're like, I'm just going to do what I do best, and if it's not what they want, then
it's fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's the attitude I felt that he gave, and it was effortless and beautiful.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because we are seeing a lot of new choreographers this season, like Lacey Schwimmer's the first time in. I hear Keon's coming on to choreograph.
Finally. He's been, I think he's been trying. Working on it for a while now.
Wow.
So
yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. I remember he said with us, he was likes choreographing a lot.
Yeah, he does. He wanted to choreograph and direct. And you know, and I think Mia Michaels is out this season because she's choreographing Finding Neverland. So we are going to see. And right now, Nappy Tabs is out with J-Lo. So, hey. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll be back later in the season. But it's just one of those things. It does give a nice opportunity to...
For new people to
And
come
I love
out.
That about Nigel, that he's always, like, encouraging new talent and things like that.
Yeah.
You're in town for Dizzy Feet Gala, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Are you performing at all this?
No, I am not. I am just going to be, we're just going to be watching. We were going to be doing something with Mandy Moore, but it just kind of fell through because everyone's just all over the place. We were going to be doing a Dancing with the Stars piece, like a couple of the dancers.
That would have been fun.
Everyone's all over the place, so we couldn't pull it together. But
oh, that's too bad. But I'll see you on the red carpet. I'm doing interviews again, so that'll be, really
it's
fun.
It's always so fun. It was so fun last year.
It's such a great event.
It is.
Yeah. If you're ever in LA at the same thing, for at the same time for Dizzy Feet, you need to go.
I would love to go.
Yeah, I think there's still some tickets left, so you should go and get your...
Possibly, I might
town. We'll talk about it. What are you up to this summer, Lindsay?
I have a few teaching jobs here and there. I'm taking acting classes, which is new.
How's it going?
It's good. It's an intro class, like literally just like an intro intensive. So it's really funny. Like I watch myself sometimes and I'm like, oh my gosh, but it's fun. It's fun to explore something new. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I can't work on my dancing still, but it's fun to try something new and have something different to work on just to kind of balance it out.
It's going
to
help your dancing too because you guys have characters on Dancing with the Stars. You guys did everything this season. So.
Yeah, so it's been so fun so far. So I'm like halfway through that. And then, I just have a few teaching things here and there. So
fun. And you're here in LA this summer. I know sometimes you go back and forth.
Back and forth a little bit.
So. I had her home for a couple weeks coaching her sisters and stuff, helping them.
Perfect.
Get ready.
One of them just, one of your daughters.
My little Riley, who's 9. Superstar.
I saw the little trophy or medal or
she's
something.
Yes.
I had Lindsay home coaching her, helping her, she has a new partnership, and she's probably the most talented in the family.
No, it's true. She's going to be better than anyone.
Lindsay watches her and is like, I was not that good at 9, was I, Mom?
Minute.
I'm like,
wow.
No, you weren't. Sorry.
You're like, darn.
Yeah, but I'd love to have Lindsay home as much as I can just to help, like, bring back what she's, her knowledge and, coach and stuff, but she's busy. But we still are when we can.
Mom.
Yeah.
I do that to my own mom, too.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Before we go, should we just make a prediction who we think is going to be in Jeopardy next week? I hate doing this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I need to see him.
Yes. All right. Because we lost Jordan and we lost Stanley. So.
I think Serge and Carly will be in Jeopardy just because of that dance.
Mm-hmm. Because Nigel suggested it.
Yeah.
Valerie and Ricky, I think, are okay. Tanisha and Rudy, I think, are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Jordan and Marquette are not... I don't think Marquette will... I mean, Jordan's gone, so...
Yeah.
And he's going to be paired with Jessica.
And I don't think Jessica will be either.
No, certainly not.
So...
It's going to be a tough week.
It is a tough week.
It gets tougher and tougher. I hate even making predictions.
This is a really good group of people overall. Amazing group of people.
All right. Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us.
Sure.
Thank
you.
We're glad you're finally back. We'll have to grab you for season 19, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, please. We'll make it work.
We will make it happen. I'm determined. Lindsay, tell everyone where they can find you online.
Lindsay Arnold on Twitter and Facebook, and Linz Arnold on Instagram.
Mindy?
I'm Vibe Mom on Twitter. I have 300 followers or something like that.
Today we'll get you some more.
Get it, girl.
And Mindy A on Instagram.
Amazing.
And of course, hashtag Vibe Tribe.
Vibe Tribe.
Let's go.
Yay.
I want to be a part of the Vibe Tribe.
Yes.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree.
And I'm @KristenBurt on Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook is @TheKristenBurt. I'll be at the Dizzy Feet Gala, so follow my Twitter feed because I'll be posting photos and all that other fun stuff. And we'll see you next week. We got Eliana next week. See you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.